What's up, you guys? I'm Haley.
And I'm Andrea.
And this is a quick bonus episode of Inhuman, a true crime podcast.
Bonus jokes.
A bonus joke.
I'm going to say that every time.
We have to. You guys have not heard our first bonus episode, it was for Halloween, and it was right after I went to the Jonas Brothers concert, so Andrea called it Bonus Jonas, and that's like our...
It's just a thing now. Yeah, it's just a thing now. So, hope you love it.
So, today, I wanted to... If you guys listened to our last two episodes, you would have heard us talk about Lauren Smithfield, but I wanted to make an episode...
Dedicated to her, yeah.
Yeah, dedicated to her, just about her case, because I think, well, for a couple reasons. One, I am enraged by this case, and I literally have not stopped thinking about it for the last about week, and it's just, I can't stop thinking about it. And the other thing is, there is, like, no reporting on this. Like, the media, the last articles, there was one article on Tuesday of this week, but other than that, the last articles were like a week ago, nobody's reporting on this, and there's no updates. So this is going to be really short because there's not a lot of info, but I want to get it out there, so hopefully when people search, there will be something new that pops up, and people can listen to this episode and get all the details, and because it's just, it's driving me absolutely insane.
And share it. Like, if you see it online, on social media, share it, because...
Yes.
She is getting overlooked, and there's absolutely no rational reason for it. And, you know, it's unjust. So,
yeah. So, you might have heard some of these details already if you listened to Monday's episode this week, but I'm going to reshare it anyway because you can never hear it enough. So, Lauren Smithfields is a 23-year-old woman. She was found unresponsive in her apartment in Bridgeport, Connecticut on December 12th. So far, her cause of death and her manner of death have not been released. An autopsy has been done, but it hasn't been ruled a suicide or an accidental death. Like, it hasn't been ruled like natural causes or accidental or suicide.
Just nothing.
But it's just nothing. They haven't released any information about the autopsy. Her family knows that she went on a date with a man that she met on the dating app Bumble before she was found dead. And it's not fully confirmed, but pretty much believed that the man she went on the date with is the man who found her unresponsive and called 911. And this man has not been identified. The only identifier about him is we know he is an older white man. Lauren is a black woman. And
a young black woman.
Young black woman, and this man is described as an older white man. And according to Lauren's brother, when he spoke to the police department, they told him that this man was not currently being investigated and that he seemed like a, quote, nice guy. So we don't know the exact context that this was set in. A lot of people are like, well, the police never reported that. And it's like, no, they didn't. But they told the victim's brother, no, we're not investigating him. He seems like a nice guy.
Right.
And that's just not okay. The person who found her unresponsive and called 911, you're not investigating. And maybe they did. Maybe they did speak
they
to him. Maybe
say
he
that,
is innocent.
Though. They shouldn't say that in that context.
No. And if they did, they should say, we... You know, he has an alibi, or we did speak to him.
He's been cleared. Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't say that either. And since then, the police department has pretty much said nothing. Lauren's family shared that they, you know, want answers. They want to know what's going on in the investigation. And the police told them to stop calling.
Which is unacceptable.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me what happened to my child. I'm going to call every 5 fucking minutes.
Yep. No, it's fucking ridiculous. And it doesn't seem like they're investigating. I'm sure that they probably are. And, you know, a lot of people are saying, like, well, their investigations take time. Yeah, that's true. But tell the family something.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me.
You don't have to tell the media.
Tell the public. Yeah. Hmm. Tell the family. Keep the family informed. Investigate the person that was last seen with her or that was last with her, but we don't even know any details. We don't know, you know, we know nothing.
Tell us he's been cleared. I think that would be the first step. Like, if you're going to tell the brother that he's a nice guy and they're not investigating him, the better thing to do would be like, hey, he's been cleared.
He's cleared. Yeah.
That's why we're not investigating him.
But they haven't said that. And it's also been told to me by many people on TikTok that the Bridgeport Police Department is known for this kind of shit and not investigating and being a little bit corrupt. And it's just ridiculous.
That's always a good sign.
So, yeah. So those are kind of like, that's pretty much all the details we know. Lauren's family did pay for a second autopsy to be done because her father basically said, we don't trust the first one. And we don't have any results from that yet. We don't know if hopefully the family has some results from that. And the other thing, the only other like real thing that has been shared is her father has shared, like, I'm adamant that she was not a drug user, because I think some people kind of jumped to the, oh, maybe she accidentally overdosed or something like that. But her father was like, no, she was not a drug user. She, like, that, no way.
Yeah.
And the other thing is they haven't even said it was like an accidental death. And the police have said that they're investigating it. Like, they've said that this is an investigation. So it's not like it was, you know, an obvious accident or a suicide or something like that.
Right.
Like, clearly it was a mysterious death, and that's what her family is calling it. She died under mysterious circumstances, and it needs to be properly investigated, and it's not. Yeah. It makes me so mad, and it's just ridiculous. I have shared on my TikTok emails and phone numbers you can contact, and people told me, I think it was on Monday of this week, that they called, and the person at the front desk said that in the last hour, they had 40 phone calls about Lauren's case.
Wow. That's
and
really
I guess
good,
the lady
though.
Was like, because of social media. And we're like, heck yes. Like, that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
So you can even just send an email to them, because the more like bombarded they get by this stuff, they're going to have to come out and do a proper investigation.
Put the heat on them. Yeah.
Yeah. So I will put all the information in the show notes so you guys can go look at that. Basically, all you have to say is, I'd like to know what's going on in the Lauren Smith Fields investigation. Like, that's it. You don't have to do anything more than that. But it puts pressure on them. It lets them know that the public is, you know, thinking about it, talking about it.
They care, and they're not going to give up. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's really all we know. Like, and, you know, unfortunately, because she is a Black woman, I think that's part of the reason that it's becoming so overlooked in the media. And it makes me so mad. It just, I mean, just seeing the difference between when Gabby Petito was found versus now. And, you know, there are different circumstances. There's different information that's out there, different states, different police departments, all of that. But I've had people comment on my TikTok that live in Connecticut and said that they've only heard about Lauren's case from TikTok.
Wow.
And it's just, it's ridiculous. So that's why I wanted to do this episode. Like I said, there's literally almost no information that we know. And I don't care. Like, don't tell us. That's fine. But tell the family.
Yeah.
Like, do a proper investigation and tell the family what happened to their daughter, their sister. Like, they deserve answers.
At the very least, yeah, they deserve to know. And there's, I mean, yeah, okay, they might share that with the media, but they still have a right to know what happened to her.
Yeah.
Because, you know, police know. I mean, you know they know.
Yeah. They have to know something. There has to be autopsy results. And if the results were it was an accident or it was something else, like, they would have come out and said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, especially with all the pressure they've already gotten. If it was, like, an accidental death, they would have come out and said that. But
right. They
haven't. So that makes me think it wasn't.
Something more sinister, suspicious, for sure.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's just, you know, please, please, please keep Lauren in your thoughts. If you have a few seconds, even when you're just listening to the end of this episode, send an email real quick. Make a phone call. Go do something, and the least you can do is share, you know, share her photo. I'll post her photo and the information all on Instagram. Share her photo, share her name, share this information with other people and encourage other people to contact them, because, you know, more pressure they get, they have to do something.
Yep.
So I want to also just say thank you all to everybody who has shared. I've seen a lot of people sharing about it. And I appreciate you guys so, so much. You really just never know what one person sharing could mean. So thank you to everybody who's done that. Thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for caring. And let's get justice for Lauren.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys. We will have a brand new episode on Monday, and I'll definitely continue to keep you guys updated about Lauren's case in future episodes if there is any movement. And we'll also post updates on our Instagram, which is inhuman_podcast. So go check that out. Please share Lauren's. I'll probably post like a photo with information so you can just share that directly and get the information out there.
And we can share the phone number and the email address in our show notes, so you have easy access to that as well.
Yep. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. Thank you all for being amazing. And we will see you on Monday. Until then, keep it human.
Bye. We are super excited because today's episode is sponsored by BarkBox.
As most of you guys know, my dog Mackie is obsessed with his chew toys. You'll often hear him squeaking his toys in the background of our episodes.
It's true.
But those toys do not last long in our house because he has some tough teeth. And that's why we love our subscription service, BarkBox. We have a few of the BarkBox toys in our house, and not only does he love them, but they have lasted and none of them have gotten ripped up, which is a win.
So, BarkBox is a monthly subscription box that offers an array of themed boxes for your pup. Inside your box, you'll find toys, treats, and unleashed joy, thoughtfully designed to satisfy every dog's unique play style. They even have holiday themed boxes available right now during the holiday season.
BarkBox has several boxes to choose from depending on your dog's needs, such as the Super Chewer box, which was designed to challenge and engage your pup for longer lasting play, like my dog Mackie.
Right now, you can get a free extra month of BarkBox, which is up to a $35 value, by using our link www.barkbox.com/inhumanpod.
So give your dog exactly what they want this holiday season by using our link www.barkbox.com/inhumanpod for an extra free month of BarkBox.